Today I'm going to share with you some information I'm very excited about. It's a new lab test that I'm starting to order for my patients. And of course, by sharing it with you, my Green Medicine Radio audience, you can order it yourself through your own healthcare practitioner. Some states obviously are able to order the test by yourself, but sometimes it requires a healthcare practitioner who has an account with the lab. This is a groundbreaking blood test, and I learned this from a well-known cardiologist recently. The blood test is able to predict with 98% accuracy your risk of a heart attack and cardiovascular risk over the next 5 years. Now think about that for a moment, a 98% accuracy rate over the next 5 years. It's astounding. Heart disease and stroke incidence continues to rise and remains the number one cause of death in the U.S. and is the underlying cause of death in 33% of all deaths in the U.S. And as you know, we've talked about this on the show a number of times, most conventional doctors and most cardiologists recommend cholesterol and lipid screening as the primary tool in predicting heart attack risk. But this is a 10-year risk window when you do cholesterol testing, which is quite long when you think about it. It only predicts a cardiovascular event about 24 to 26% of the time based on multiple studies. And recently, in a study of 136,000 patients hospitalized for coronary heart disease, many of them showed normal cholesterol lipoproteins, but still needed hospitalization for symptoms related to coronary heart disease. For example, 83% had a normal LDL level that was under 130. That's 83%. And almost half, 45%, had a good cholesterol over 40, an HDL level. And also 70% had normal triglycerides that were under 150. So, you know, we're learning more and more about serum lipids are not really that useful in predicting heart attacks. The primary treatment for heart disease remains the use of statins to lower cholesterol, which have multiple side effects, including increased risk of muscle pain, dementia, and Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes. But the statins also inhibit vitamin K2 function. They cause mitochondrial damage, deplete CoQ10 in the body, and interfere with selenium-containing proteins. There's also evidence of a higher proportion of upper motor neuron diseases, including ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, in those taking statins. According to an analysis from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, to prevent a single person from dying of any cause, 250 people would need to take a statin medication for 6 years. And 100 people need to take a statin as a primary preventive for 5 years in order for one or two people to avoid a heart attack. So are statins really worth it? No research on the statins actually promote longevity either. There's no sign of living longer while taking a statin. Other studies have also failed to find any kind of mortality benefit from statin medications. In a study from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, over 28,000 who responded to adverse reactions to taking statins, of those studied, they had experienced an adverse reaction, 70% continued their medication. And after 4 years, the researchers found that those who continued the drug had a 12.2% rate of cardiovascular event, and those who continued the medication had a 13.9% rate of adverse cardiovascular events. So in other words, those who continued taking the statin after suffering some form of adverse effect experienced a mere 1.7% reduction rate of cardiovascular problems over the following 4 years. So I want to tell you more about this new test. It's called a PULSE test. P-U-L-S stands for Protein Unstable Lesion Signature. And it was developed by an innovative cardiologist by the name of Dr. Douglas Harrington, a member of the American Society of Preventive Cardiology, and a clinical professor at the USC, University of Southern California, Keck School of Medicine. So I recently heard him speak, and he's quite impressive as a researcher and a clinician. He discovered there were 250 separate gene proteins in mice and humans that could predict vulnerable coronary plaque tissue. And he ran three different research facilities, had them run algorithms to determine the most important and accurate biomarkers that predict risk of plaque rupture over the next 5 years. And what's really fascinating is the three different research groups came up with the same nine biomarkers, which predict a cardiovascular event with 98% accuracy over the next 5 years. These are the plaques that don't get picked up on calcium scoring heart scans. Those are more the hard plaque. And statins have actually been shown to increase the calcium score. It tends to make the soft plaque turn into a hard plaque. So sometimes people taking statins will show an increase in their calcium score on the heart scans. The soft plaque is the plaque that tends to rupture at any moment, just like an abscess or a pimple would. And these nine markers, like I say, give you a 98% accuracy rate over the next 5 years in predicting a MI or cardiovascular event. Of the nine markers, one measures free radical damage, three measure immune response, and three measure plaque volume, and there are two more that measure metabolic risk, and these are more well known. These are the good cholesterol, otherwise called HDL, and also hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of your average blood glucose or blood sugar over the previous 3 to 4 months. So that makes a lot of sense, and that tells us that those two parameters are worth looking at and are good predictors of heart attack risk. What's also amazing is that if your test is normal, if you do this pulse test, then the results are normal. There's a 97% negative predictive value. In other words, your risk of heart attack is only 3% for a normal result on this test. So think how much better you'd sleep knowing that you won't be having a heart attack in the next 5 years. So any of you with heart disease, stroke, or heart attack in your family history especially, consider running this test. I, of course, have no affiliation or financial interest in this lab, but I find it fascinating that more cardiologists are not using this test. Perhaps it's time to educate all of our good cardiologists to use this test from now on. To learn more about this test, go to the website pulsetest.com. That's pulstest.com. And of course, we will be offering the pulse test at Meridian Valley Laboratory, that is connected to the Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila in the near future. Their phone number is 206-209-4200, or you can go to meridianvalleylab.com. So very exciting news.